some things tonight that'll make a man climb a tree. There's some things, hallelujah, if you get them right in your heart, it makes you climb a tree. And if you'll ever get to wanting God bad enough how to climb a tree to see him as he is, you'll never get born again. Now, sinner, you hear me tonight. You've run your little route out jumping and have your little religious parties. Go to your little singings and hear them religious speakers down at the local club. Join every Masonic outfit, the Hoodals, and the Looses and everything else and die and go to hell. You said, make sure you're up to sing, and I've done said it, and I'm glad I did. Hallelujah. You ain't going to get born again till you get Samson. I don't believe sinners can get well till they get sick. I don't mess with sinners much when they come to an altar. Praise God, you know what we'll do? We think we've got to run it like you do up yonder somewhere, down yonder somewhere, and get our little old Bible run to them and try to get this over this now on how to get right with God. I'm going to tell you the truth. You don't have any idea what that sinner needs to do. But there's a route that he needs to take to please God. I know there's some things he needs to do. Number one, he needs to pray and let God deal with his soul. What we need to do is leave the Lord. We'll never touch a sinner unless God touches us. How to touch them, we'll run them away instead of getting them closer. I tell them in my church, you stay away from the sinners unless God touches you and sends you to them. I've told this so many times before, I'm going to tell it again. I feel it on my soul. I tell them eating up yonder on the hillside. I tell them in the bushes. And we're having a revival meeting. I mean, we're having meetings. There's 8 or 10 or 15 on the altar. And there's, I don't know, I guess 150 folks in the altar praying with them. By the way, folks, when people come to the altar, if you're interested in them, you ought to get with them and pray. I mean, leave them alone, but pray for them while they're praying. It's a hard thing in the Baptist church anymore. How to get saved people in the altar, how to pray for sinners. And I'll tell you, it'll create an atmosphere, ain't that right? How the other way folks will get in an altar and begin to cry out to the Holy God for his power and his person in the altar place to deal with sinners. It worked back under, and it will still work today. Praise God, he got sin sick. Now, if you never get sin sick, you'll never turn from your sins and get right with God. You never will. You never will. Somewhere, somehow, you've got to get sick of what you're doing. Sick enough, brother, and pay the price and come to the Lord. And I'm preaching right now. I brother, all you won't do is to get out of the mess you're in and try to get your life back or your job back. God ain't going to do business with you. But when you get sick of that bottle, when you get sick of cussing God, when you get sick of being what you are and getting to die and go to hell, God will do business with you. And then that last stands for yearning. Boys, I got a yearning. That old girl that night, we was in that altar praying. Somebody came and said, preacher, there's a girl in the back. And they said that. She's under deep conviction. And she said, if you'd come after her, she'd come to the altar. And I said, well, I'd be glad to talk to her. And I started back. And the Holy Ghost said, don't go. I turned around and went back to praying. These lost people in the altar and wanted to get saved. And there's the singing part and the singing part of praying. And part of them are shouting. After a while, they come back and said, preacher, I said, don't come. But she said, if you'd come back there, she'd come with you. And I started again. And the Holy Ghost said, don't come, don't go. And I said, I won't go. And I went back. After a while, he said, preacher, we're going to lose her. She's fixing to leave. It's making her mad. She said, if you'd come, she'd come. And the Holy Ghost said, go ahead. And here's what to tell her. I went back there and took her by the hand. And I said, you old army husband, you. I said, you're going to hell. I'm glad you are. I'm glad people like you are taking it into the hell of the world. I said, if you'll go to hell, then stay right like you are and go ahead. I'm too busy to fool at you. And this long back up front, and was a working with the lost. I heard them doors slam and looked back and she is gone. And the devil said, you've lost her, you've lost her. You thought you were smart upon him, God, and now you're lost. And we sung it out 2 more verses, and them double doors went back to the wall. And then she come run down the aisle, run that head up on the lover's place, and said, oh, Lord, I ain't nothing but a husband. I ought to be dead in hell. there in your seat. Lay back there in the seat and hide behind your hand. Hide behind the songbook. Hide behind your wife's a good living, going to church. But until you get earnings, you'll never get born again. Now listen to me, folks. Doesn't make any difference. If you're 10 years old or 90 years old, if you never get a yearning, you'll never get born again. Now, number three, what is that third letter? C. You got to have conviction. All time the Holy Ghost conviction on you, or you'll never get right with God. None of that thing's about God anymore. Folks don't want to say conviction. Brother, we start a little old meeting. How about if we know somebody's lost? How about if we're just about drag them in? And I read to them, brother, and tell them they believe Jesus Christ as the Son of God. They're already Him. God help us. That's because you're afraid to set a fast. Does not put you in the kingdom of God. And the family of God down glad of it. Hallelujah. If you don't get born then, you'll never get in. Old time conviction. I've seen some conviction here in this meeting. I thank God for it. It's a scarce commodity in America anymore. I'm talking about conviction. And I know what conviction is. I sat under conviction about 2 years. I mean, pretty hard conviction. A lot of the times I couldn't eat right, couldn't sleep. Have dreams about hell and about forever. All this such a load and a burden. Hey, did y'all have that? I know you did. You got saved. You shake your head. No. I'm going to say you need to get older when I give an invitation right. Now listen to me. You folks are listening to me by your radio tonight. I want to say to you, if you've never been under Holy Ghost conviction, you never got born again. I know some of you run to your preacher tomorrow and say, what's he talking about? When he says Holy Ghost conviction, and your preacher, if he's one of them kind, he'll smooth it over and say, yeah, and that old stuff and the great word don't really mean that. I won't tell you what. A folk that won't tell you, you get to get under conviction. Before you come to Jesus Christ, I'll be a liar and the worst kind of liar. I want to say Holy Ghost conviction has got to hit the sinner or it'll never make him come to God. I remember in the old days, you could walk on the church grounds and feel it. Am I telling right or not, some of you old folks? I mean, I remember when we used to go to the woods before we have service and pray. The old men of God lead the men out down through the woods to pray. Maybe the women up on the other side of the hill out of praying meeting and starting in woods. Now, if meeting don't ever start before we get to God's house, we don't have much meeting. But boys, when they come back in the church house and reach up and get that old tuning fork here away and hold them that cord and begin to sing Holy Ghost conviction and say it on the sinner. Boys, when God's man I would step in the pulpit, there wasn't no contemporary junk. Our brother in the singing department, they sang their old songs to Zion. God help us in 1990. I'd have cut out every bit of the contemporary so-called music. Our brother and get back a hold again to the old time hymn books. How that somebody wrote in the head of such a job and knew what they writing about and sang to God's Son and God's glory. And while I'm on that, I don't believe having any of Elvis's outfit or Nashville's outfit. I'm singing in the church. And praise God if you don't like it. And there's something left of you to do. Hallelujah. I want to say we need to clean up around this church house. If we want to see communion, thank God on the sinner. Everybody I talk to about their church, I stop at a truck stop and talk to people about God. I've all got an old time church. Every one of them, no matter any difference who I ask. I told some of them a while back. I heard somebody ask a fella what he was, and he told me he's a little old time Catholic. You hear what I said? It seemed like everybody. Our brother's got an old time church. Well, I wonder what the name of heaven makes up an old time church. I won't say to you, still having them on his base, and I like them. I personally believe every church ought to have them on his base. I mean, I do. I like them. That's old timey. I know they ain't no virtue in it. And bless God, if you ain't got one, I don't mean you're out of the book. But I like them, praise God. And I think every church ought to have one. I brother, it's not in what the preacher's educated or what he's uneducated. That has nothing to do with having those answers, having a choir that can say. Our brother has nothing to do with having old time church. But I'm going to tell you what does. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost of God. Ain't no use you looking at me that way. I know some of you thought it was in the singing or in the preaching, but a preacher's no good if he don't have the Holy Ghost. And a choir's no good if they don't have the Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell you what, church. If they admit that, conviction will fall on the sinner. Great God in heaven. A church we need to build here. That's what it is. Both tied up and everything else. They ain't got time for the Holy Ghost. We need some folks like this lady's talking. That'll stay with God. I remember an old lady in my country when I was just a lad and a boy. Her name was Rosie Jones. She was a praying old woman. Let call on her to lead in prayer. Now, she wasn't. She'd her eyes from the light and bow her head on the front seat. She'd come out in the aisle and get out on her knees as gracefully as she could and say, "Whoa, God in heaven, it's Rosie again. And I've come to pray." And I could feel like to me, I could feel a hole pop in the sky.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The old sinners would come down the road about her house and hear her praying. Although I heard him pray, told me, he said, "I come back." She'd be standing at the back window, a washing dishes in an oldie pan, and she'd be a crying in the dishwater, and I'm saying, "Oh Lord, that's me again. And I come this morning to pray." And he said, "I couldn't walk back. I have to stop. My legs wouldn't move me." He is a sinner, a drunken sinner, but he'd take off his hat and listen to Miss Rosie pray. Great God in heaven tonight, we need some folks that'll get with God and trust in Him. Little Brother Blue told me, said, I was down in Mississippi carrying on a meeting, and said, I was going down the walk on Monday afternoon. Some fellas stand down there by the side of the road. Just stand down there looking at the ground with their hats off. And said, I walked by and said, "Hello, fellas, how you doing?" And said, they said, "Shh." And said, I stopped listening. I heard somebody praying. And it sounded like a woman. He said, I said, "Fellas, what's going on?" And he said, "Ain't Susie's a praying, such a man." And he said, I stopped listening over in the pan ticket, right over the bank from the road. I heard that old woman praying. Said, "Oh, God, I want you to get meeting tonight. And they're talking about a preacher bill coming in here. And God, I want you to get with him and preach him." And she said that name. Old Susie got up and said, "Now you know my husband, he's a truck driver." And said, "God promised me you'll gun him a pan ticket tonight that he's going to save him in this meeting." And say, "Don't come to church, but God's going to save him." And said, next day I heard Susie praying. And she said, "God, pray for him. I don't know where he's at. I'll come to somewhere a long distance round." And he said, "Friday night come, Saturday night come, and Sunday morning service, my choirs are singing." And he said, about time they got down the second verse of the second song, them doors flew open in the back of Savannah. I come inside and had that old railroad looking cap and took her off and hung her in his hand. And he looked like a wild man that come off a 3 mile drive. And he said, "Hey, preacher, I don't know if all this is the right time or not, but I gotta get saved." Hallelujah. Susie said, "Hey, God, thank you for bringing me. If we trust and believe in God, Holy Ghost conviction would come into church house. We got so wrapped up in the little programs, Greek phrases and Greek words. We got so wrapped up getting the right group to sing. Boy, tonight's singing all right, didn't you? I wouldn't trade that for nobody out of Nashville. Amen.
Brother Gene, leave me alone. Let me pray.
I want to say unto God, I've they reject all time conviction. They get hold him to the kingdom of God. Brother, we'll try to sing them in singing. Never did get anybody under conviction. Preach him. And a holy atmosphere at the church house will bring conviction. And that A stands for action. Lord God, we sit around like this some more. Ain't that right? Well, we need some action around the house of God. Number one, we need some action in the pulpit. I'm not talking about doing athletics and gymnastics and aerobatics. I'm talking about, bless God, we need some Holy Ghost action in the pulpit. Well, we sit around down God's house. Brother, I'm looking like we've already been there for months. And brother, we'll go home and we'll turn on the wildcat and you'll tie up the kitchen rug. Praise God, a hunting come on for my faith. Thank God, I want you to know tonight. I've been looking over here in the back of the book and my teams are fixing the win. Preacher's run off of somebody else's wife. It may look like all the churches turned modern and the preacher's educated and the church is programmed God has, but hallelujah, there's going to be a few left. I'd rather when the roll is called up under. Hallelujah. Some of y'all must be on the wrong team.
I'm on that winning team.
Oh, yes.
I'm excited about my team.
Oh, Zacchaeus sought to see him. Who he was. Wasn't out to find no famous preacher. He wanted to see who Jesus was. Wasn't out to look for a famous quartet. He is looking for God. And until this world gets to looking for God, there'll be no Holy Ghost revival. And the Bible said he went off down the road for Jesus to go pass by. And he got ahead of the crowd. Now, if you get to God, you're going to have to get ahead of the crowd. Because the crowd in this world ain't going where God is. The crowd will lead you astray. But if you want God, you're going to have to get ahead of the crowd. I've already preached to you some things to make a man climb a tree. Now, listen, we talk to sinners today, but you don't really have to want God. I mean, you don't really have to want him. I mean, you just walk down here and admit a few things and you're in. It don't work that way. I'm here tonight to tell you, if you don't want God more than anything else in the world, you'll never get it. I told some of them down the road the other day. I heard a little old boy over, I believe at a Center Point Church, praying. Asking God to save him, didn't get saved first night. Boy, that wrecks a lot of Baptist churches when they have to leave folks around the altar, you know, and they don't get saved. You know what I tell people who come to the altar? If you have to come here every day for 20 years, and you get the real thing, that'll be worth a whole lot more than you get to see. And somebody leave you a little puppet in the hell, and he's a praying, looks like every night. He just get up to a certain point, and he couldn't get any further. The preacher told him, son, you got to give up. Thank God. I mean, surrender. Or God will never save you. He'd pray up the same place every night, and he wouldn't get no further. I believe it was Sunday morning. He come to the altar when the preacher got on preaching. He's down to praying. And all at once, he turned loose and looked to heaven and said, all right, God, you have the old phony. But I want you more than anything else in the world. And his face lit up. And God saved his soul. I don't hear it is stand between you and God. But if you don't want him enough to get ahead of the crowd, you'll never get it. Old Zacchaeus climbed the tree. Down yonder up the street, I see that crowd coming. All around God. Well, Zacchaeus would have been like most Baptist folk. He'd have said, well, there's Charlie. Great God, I seen him drinking beer the other night and swinging old Susie down there at the club, that two-step, and he's a hollering, Lord, Lord, and if that's religious, I don't want no part of it. And they'd have got in and went home and went to hell. Why, he'd have said, well, there's Susie, and she's walking right up there where God's there. a brother acting like she's the number one saint, and she ain't no count for nothing. I'm so hurt I can bear the other night, and heard her cussing, heard she's hot. I would want the deacons up the Baptist church, and the church religion, I don't want none of it. And the one that got out and went home. But if you get to God, you're going to have to walk over a bunch of backslidden church members that'll probably go to hell anyhow, and get to God with everything you got. Hallelujah. Finally, up under the tree come the Lord. I'll never forget the morning. And he come up under my tree. It got to be a personal business with me. Hallelujah. He said, Zacchaeus. What did you say, Brother Percy said? Brother Pascal said, oh, Zacchaeus said then, he knows me. He always has known me. He said, right. God's always known you. He knows who you are. You don't have to explain to him who you are and tell him your name, what you're going to do. He knows who you are. Said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. For today I must abide at thy house. Some folks are listening to me tonight, and God stopped under your tree during this meeting of the night while I've been preaching. And spoke your name and said things are not right. I want to say to you tonight, if you want to get right with God, there's some things that'll drive you up a tree to get to where the Lord is. Oh, you say, Percy, I'm wondering about that M-O-R-E. If you don't know what M-O-R-E spells, there's something bad wrong with you. I spelled S-Y-C-A. And M-O-R-E spells more of all that I've just been talking about. Ain't that right? More condemned. More sin sickness, more action, more yearning for God. If you don't have it, you'll die and go to hell. And they said, he gone to be the guest of a man that's a sinner. They've always talked about me. It's never been a good report. They've talked about me a preacher. They said, did you hear about the Milby boy? I went to a modern church. I got saved. Brother going to a modern church. I told you about him getting the wrong preacher, getting the right preacher. Got me under conviction. Got me to get one of them. I had the same name. Aimed to get the mid-liberal zones and got the old down zones. And God knew there's a little old boy down there that needed the word of God. God got me under conviction, got me saved down on the hillside one morning. They said, have you heard about Hanley Milby? Some good friends told me. Said he's crazy. Said he's walking the hills in the moonlight, preaching to the birds and the rabbits. And said, he said he's completely gone. I thought the only thing about that was about 99% of it is so. I said, walking the hills, the preaching to the birds and the rabbits. And bless God, wound up preaching to a groundhog. And I said, that's why you don't bother me. I brother, when you look at me like you're looking at me tonight, I preach the worst looking things than you are. Hallelujah to God. If you don't want the Lord, you don't have to have him. I wonder if you want it. Boys, it'll make a difference. I was in the church. I left home, west side of old Miss Rosie Jones. I'd absolutely lost contact with her at all. I come back home and got in the ministry and been out here and yonder preaching them where I went down in the hole to a little old church one night. And I was sitting next to a preacher friend of mine that was about to get ready to start singing. And I seen a little old gray-headed lady trying to get up the steps at the front of the church. And I said, unto God, they're helping her up. I said, I believe that's Rosie Jones. They brought her in and set her down. I believe by that time they'd already started singing. Oh, hallelujah. The preacher priest, after God, I'm preaching, maybe had one say. Preacher said, anybody here got anything to say? And I seen that little old bony lady get up out of her seat and said, yeah, preacher. She said, I want to thank God. She said, I'm Rosie Jones. And she said, I'm still on the road. And I want everybody to know it's better than it used to be. I'm serving God and trying to live right. I want you to know here tonight, don't make any difference to me how old you are, how young you are. You get born again, I guarantee you, it'll work out for the better here, and you'll have heaven at the end of the road. I sold down in a little old shack down the end of the road. Little old lady. Had to counter-making dough. Little old pain. Little old boy playing around her and hear a knock on the door. And I see a little old boy, all these poor boys, all at the house down where it's poor. We'd never go to the door until we looked out the window. I see that little old boy go and look out the window and say, Mama, it's Zacchaeus. I hear that lady say, oh Lord, we're behind on our rent. And said, he's going to turn us out. I know how he is. He's turned folks out before. I see her turn and wipe her hands on that apron, go to the door and open it up and say, good morning, Mr. Zacchaeus. Won't you come in? I hear her voice and I see her look at him anew like she'd not seen him before. And see them tears run down that little old man's face. And she said, oh, Mr. Zacchaeus, I've never seen you a week before. What's the matter with you? He said, ma'am.
Yeah,
yesterday you found up a tree. Said a man called my name. And said a guy, and he went home with me, and he's still with me today. He said, you can't see him, ma'am, but he's here. And I hear another woman say, I feel him. He said, ma'am, I've been charging you rent for this house, and I'm charging you too much. He said, here, I want to give you $500 back.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to be trading with you. He said, I got the papers for this house.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to you. Praise God in heaven, boys. I want to tell you, there's some things worth going to pray for.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you know you've been born again. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Amen. Sister Hall, would you come pray for me, please? I won't sing before I... Yeah, the Sister Hall will be all right, then Nicky will be... Oh, thank you, the better. Be restored to my soul.
Oh.